Hello again. This is Pastor Deborah, and we are beginning this new section of the School of Light called Prayer and Fasting. I want to give you a warning, a disclaimer, before you begin. This section may be very troubling for you and triggering, so go slow and stop as needed. As you read and as you listen and as you watch, you will not be alone this time. As you listen and hear, you may experience many feelings of fear, triggering, and memories that come back and that arise and are very frightening to you. But I will be with you, and so will Agape Love during these times. This warning is to just let you know Pastor Deborah went through some not nice things, tests and trials, so she would qualify to be a mighty priest and king to help you. So this is a warning, a disclaimer, that the following lessons may be a little hard to listen to. As we get into Volume 2, they are the true stories of people that Pastor Deborah worked with. But some of her tests and trials, you may see that learning how to help people the Lord's way is very hard. So I wanted to warn you and give you this disclaimer. So don't worry. Healing is here for you. Restoration, and there is help during these videos. So come and learn and grow. Go slow. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah. Hello again, Pastor Deborah here. And once again, we are in the School of Light. We are in the course called Prayer and Fasting. We have started Volume 1, and this is Lesson Number 2. I am so glad that you are here and that you are watching and learning how I, Pastor Deborah, came into being, how I had to learn about the kingdom of heaven and learn how to help people the Lord's way. It's great teaching, great lessons, and you will learn how difficult it is to help people the Lord's way, but you can do it. This lesson, lesson number 2, is entitled, The Kingdom of Heaven is at Hand, Near Unto You, Even Now. We're going to read from a scripture from the Authorized King James Version, Matthew 10, 7 through 8, verse 7. And as you go, preach, teach, demonstrate, declare, show, decree, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand, near unto you, has come and is here now. Verse 8. Heal the spiritually, mentally, and physically sick. The spiritually, mentally, and physically cleanse the lepers, the outcast, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, raise the dead, those spiritually separated from their loving heavenly Father. It's getting deep. Never heard this. Not the way that Pastor Deborah had to learn it. Those who are dead in their sins to agape love, cast out devils, evil and unclean spirits, cast out Satan, his demons out of their spiritual strongholds, their fortresses, their lands, their territory. I had to learn about that, knew nothing about it, and free the spiritual captives of spiritual slave masters, controllers of the matrix, the lords, the rulers and kings that are on the earth, that are governing through people and politicians and systems and businesses, that are hurting the earth, that bring death to even little innocent ones in the womb, that kill children and starve them and rape them, that sell them and traffic them. Oh my goodness, I was going into some hard, heavy stuff that even the best people in the world did not know how to stop. Even if they put them in prison, didn't stop them. And most of the world just had to learn in slavery and oppression and learn to go along or die. Pastor Deborah was going on a journey that she knew nothing about but would learn about to help people the Lord's way. Freely, you have spiritually received this information and knowledge, Pastor Deborah. So freely, spiritually give it unto others. Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth, Pastor Deborah, as a sheep in the midst of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents. Don't be ignorant. Have my spiritual knowledge and truth, my authority and dominion, and be harmless. Be simple, gentle as doves. Acts 26:16-18. Verse 16. But arise, Pastor Deborah, and stand upon your feet, for I have spiritually appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of these things which you have seen and of those things which I will appear unto you. Oh, it's hard to imagine where I was and where I am today. To have God tell me to stand up and he was going to make me a minister and a witness of powerful things. I was in awe. All I could do was say, yes, sir, okay, I'm coming. And I opened my eyes and I looked. Verse 17. Delivering you from the people. I had to be fasted off people. And from the Gentile unto whom I now send you. You'll hear about that kind of fasting and what it means. It's very deep to help them. Verse 18. To spiritually open their spiritual eyes, their hearts, and to spiritually turn them from spiritual darkness and ignorance to light, to truth, and from the power of Satan, which is sin, unto God, which is ignorance, which is darkness, which is slavery and oppression, unto God, so that they, these that are in spiritual darkness, ignorance, and controlled by Satan through sin and its power, may spiritually receive forgiveness of sins and a spiritual inheritance, the kingdom of heaven. Among them that are spiritually sanctified, set apart, righteous by faith, belief, understanding and knowledge, and truth that is in me. I'm going deep, deep, deep. Are you coming with me? The Heavenly Father's Son was spiritually sanctified. His image and likeness, His word, was set apart. It was righteous. It was strong in faith and belief. It was had understanding and knowledge. It was His living word. It was His Messiah, the anointed King. It was Christ Jesus, the Word of God Himself, the King of the kingdom of heaven, the image and likeness of God Himself, His offspring, the Most High, the Heavenly Father, and agape love, the mother. Mark 16:15-18. Verse 15. And Christ Jesus said unto them, his disciples, which Pastor Deborah was becoming, go you into all the world. Now, I tried that in the flesh. Wasn't what I was called to do. I'm going into all the spiritual world, that world, and preach and declare and show and demonstrate and manifest the gospel I'm coming to you right now. Even though I'm in the flesh, I'm coming to you in the spirit. The good news, the glad tidings of the kingdom of heaven to every creature. That meant every tree and rose and animal and sky, every creature. All of humanity, all human spirits, and to the devils and the demons and to Satan himself. I was going and I was going to be speaking and demonstrating. Verse 16. He that believes your good news, Pastor Deborah, of the kingdom of heaven and is baptized, fully immersed in that belief, into the fullness of the kingdom of heaven, shall be saved, fully knowing he is in Christ himself. But he that believes not in the kingdom of heaven and its Savior shall be damned, still under the judgment of death and separation for the sin of Adam, and thus was born into a nature of sin and rebellion. They stay there. They're not recondemned, they're already condemned. Verse 17. And these spiritual signs shall follow you, Pastor Deborah, be with you and accompany you. They will witness to the kingdom of heaven that is with you, coming through you here on the earth now, and is at work for them that believe. Even if it's just a teeny weeny little bit of belief in the kingdom of heaven and its good news. Cast out demons and devils and Satan. They shall speak with new tongues of agape love and power and authority and dominion to the world, to all creatures, all beings, and all of creation itself. Verse 18, they shall take up, pick up, and dislodge serpents, devils, bewitchments, evil devices, strongholds. And if they drink, ingest, believe in, take in for their spiritual thirst, any poison or bitterness, fear, anger, shame, rejection, words of death, take in bitter waters, this drink shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, and carry their burdens, their diseases, their sicknesses away. By being a spiritual priest unto me, the Holy One, the Lord God, the Most High, the Heavenly Father. And they shall recover, for I will hear your prayers, Pastor Deborah, and your requests and petitions for the others. And I will take and heal and loose them from their infirmities, their weaknesses, their diseases and sicknesses, their burdens and their torments, their brokenness, their heaviness, their curses and sins, the judgments, the punishments away, and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness, and forgive them, and deliver them, and heal them. Mark 1:14-15. Never get tired of providing spiritual foundations. Pastor Deborah had to read these, learn them, live by them, ingest them, believe in them. These were my foundation, my school that I was to live by, live through, and live with to help people the Lord's way. Mark 1:14-15, the Authorized King James Version. Verse 14. Now after that, after Christ Jesus was being in the wilderness for 40 days, and tempted of Satan, John was put into prison, and Jesus came into Galilee. He was preaching and proclaiming and demonstrating is manifesting and revealing, showing the good news of the kingdom of God, his kingdom of heaven, his power and dominion through the Holy Spirit. Verse 15, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the spiritual kingdom of God of heaven is at hand. It is here now. It is in me, Christ Jesus, and it became in Pastor Deborah as well. It has come close to you. Repent. Change your thinking, your believing, your thoughts, your concepts of not knowing this good news. And raise your thoughts back up to the high place, the penthouse. That's what repent means. Re means return. Pent, P-E-N-T, means penthouse, the high place. Return to the high place of thinking of the kingdom. Get out of the gutter. Come up. Get out of the flesh. Get out of sin. Return your thoughts, your concepts, your ideas back to the high place of the kingdom of heaven. That's what he was saying. That's what the word repent means. Return back to your high place of thoughts. Back to the high place of the kingdom of heaven and believe the gospel, this good news, these glad tidings of the kingdom has returned. The government of heaven is back on the earth. In the world of the unseen, it was in Christ Jesus at that time. The King, the Christ, the Spirit Man was bringing the kingdom, the government back into this world, back on the earth. For the world had been taken over by another government system. He had come back to earth carrying the government with him. For on earth, another government and kingdom was ruling. The government of Satan, of hate, lust, jealousy, murder, lies. And his king was here. And now this king, Christ, was bringing the governor, the Holy Spirit. It was back. And he is saying, believe this. This is the good news. It's back on the world. It's back here on the earth, in the unseen, the realm of the Spirit on earth, which was always God's plan, was to rule planet earth, all of its law, by all of its laws and judgments and creatures from the kingdom of heaven. It's government on earth, but that got lost when Adam and woman disobeyed. And Satan created his children, made in his image as a murderer and a liar, and an adversary of God. Their DNA was changed. The world system of government was changed in man and through man by Satan and his demons. So this Christ Jesus was telling Pastor Deborah, I brought it back. It's in the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. It is in you. Now repent. Change your thinking. Get your mind back up to the high place. Learn about the kingdom. Learn about the government. For that is the Father's desires for you to be a king down here, a political leader, a warrior, as well as a shepherd and a mother. I had a lot to learn. I am spiritually proclaiming this, Christ Jesus said, decreeing it, this good news to you, revealing it to you, demonstrating it to you. What you lost has spiritually returned. You didn't lose a religion. You didn't lose a building. You didn't lose praise and worship and songs and tithing. You didn't lose any of that. You lost the kingdom, the government system. You lost the governor. That's what you lost. And I brought it back, he says, so that I've returned it to the world here on earth. I am planting it in the ground so it can grow and develop and take over. It is the rock, the foundation of this world's system that can never be moved. I was coming out of religion, denominations, and I was going into the kingdom. This is the original government of heaven that Adam had with him, and he was to be the administrator of, and he was to bring it to all the world out of the Garden of Eden, to shepherd this government, rule as a priest and a king combined. So when you have any political leader, any business leader, who is not a priest and in deep spiritual relationship to the King of the Kingdom of Heaven and operating with those rules and laws, you have an illegal king. You have just a king, and he is serving another. And this Jesus Christ said, I brought this original government of heaven back. It's in me. It's in the Holy Spirit that I carry. It's being returned to all of humanity so they can rule and govern and manage and shepherd the affairs of all creation and creatures, of all life on earth, also within their spirit, their soul, and their physical body, as the kingdom of heaven rules in heaven. The governor of this country, of nations and government, the Holy Spirit, had been returned in Christ Jesus to humanity. And he was going to release that after the payment of the price of sin was done and all was forgiven, and he would breathe out into his new body, the new Christ, the Son of the living God, all of humanity. So he was telling us, rejoice, be happy, repent, believe and see it at work. Pastor Deborah had to go in a different way than all of religion had taught her. Come and see. Pastor Deborah had been saved since she was 4. But she was in religion. She was in denominations. She had earthly, worldly, soulish beliefs. Nobody taught on the kingdom until she ran into a young man down in the Bahamas called Dr. Miles Monroe. He is gone now, and he is in heaven. She has lots of his videos in the spiritual teaching section. He changed her life because he was born in a kingdom in the Bahamas of England. So he knew. So I was to come and see the kingdom of heaven, believe that it was here now, near unto Pastor Deborah. And that is how I had to begin, studying the kingdom of heaven. And God used his word of God. He used Dr. Miles Monroe from the Bahamas Faith Ministry over and over and over. He used dictionaries. He used the Strong's Concordance over and over. Then he used many movies about kings and kingdoms to help me to understand. Then I learned that the human being that does not want God as their king, which Israel did not, will throw off every king and monarchy because they were not good, loving kings as they should have been. And now we have governments and world systems that have no God in it, no kingdom of heaven, no righteous leaders, nobody that is a priest. They have separated priest and king, and that's not the way it was to be. So this ends lesson number 2 of prayer and fasting in the School of Light. Hope you enjoy. Come back for lesson number 3. And we'll continue on with Pastor Deborah's journey out of religion, out of the ways of the world of helping people and into helping people the Lord's way. Lot for you to learn and lot for me to teach you about prayer and fasting the Lord's way. Love. See you in lesson number 3. Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually the Lord's way for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments. And if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at pastordeborah@agapeloveishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.